So I wasn't really sure how the course would ski since it's at altitude and it's a lot of working. And so a lot of my teammates advised me to like kind of keep it chill out of the start. And maybe I took that a little to the extreme. And at 2.2K, I think I was in like 58th or something. But then around 2.5K, Charlotte Kalla started 30 seconds behind me and caught me because she had a pretty fast start. And then once she passed me, I skied with her the entire 7.5K, and in the end, actually, like, threw in a surge on the last part of the downhill. So it was really, really cool to get to ski with someone who's been my ski hero since I was younger, and she's a really good skier, and I'm really good at following people and getting pulled along. And so once I started following her, I kind of got just wrapped into a faster pace, and took the start easy because I wanted to have a really fast second lap.
And when was it that you were able to catch on to her? We got a little shot of you kind of following her over a bridge. I can't remember when
Yeah,
it
I think
was.
it was around, it was almost at the top of the first climb. So yeah, I think it was right about 2.5, 3K.
Awesome. And you, how long were you able to stay with her?
I stayed with her to the finish and then ended up like actually out sprinting her at the end.
That's amazing. And what is that like as far as like you just talked about her being one of your ski heroes. You're still kind of learning about World Cup racing, and doing really well, but kind of following somebody like that, what is that like?
Yeah, it's really amazing. I tend to like mass start kind of races better and skiing with people, and she's just a really relaxed, good, consistent skier, and so following her made it a lot easier. And I knew that she was setting a good pace because the coaches were giving me splits that where she was at and where I was at. And so it was really cool to see how she skied the course. And I'm really good at like just hanging on to people, and so that worked out super well for me and was really fun skiing. And our skis were absolutely amazing, which helped me rest a lot on the downhills.
Awesome. And how are you feeling about period one and as a whole, as far as just how things have gone so far this season?
Yeah, I had kind of have had a slow start, but I started to feel really good the last few days here, and I think yesterday I kind of found my race gear in the quarterfinal at the end, and so going in today I was really excited because I hadn't really felt my race gear until this weekend. So I think, yeah, it was a slow start, but it's I think my plan was to be patient and kind of build momentum, and that's going according to plan, so I'm really happy with that.
And are you planning on racing next weekend?
Yes, I'm planning on doing the sprint and team sprint next weekend.
Well, great. Any other thoughts before I let you go?
That just that it's been really awesome to see everyone on our team skiing so well, and I think it's really cool when everyone skis well because the energy just lifts everyone up, and that's been really fun.